Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
In an effort to update and modernize policy for the student representative position on the Kenai City Council, the Kenai City Council repealed the previous policies and enacted the City of Kenai Student Representative Policy Number 20.100. Adopting one student representative policy applicable to all City of Kenai governmental bodies will provide standard practices and procedures for all student representative applicants and appointees. The unnumbered City Council student representative policy was adopted by the Kenai City Council action on March 16, 2005, then amended on September 1, 2010. The Parks and Recreation Commission student representative policy number 2018-01 was adopted through Resolution 2018-03 on January 17, 2018, then amended by Resolution 2020-61 on July 15, 2020. Kenai City Clerk Shelley Sainer explained the process of distributing the final changes.
This is the last one, so with tonight's action, I'll be able to finally finalize and compile that document that has all the policies in one place and get those distributed.
Become a student representative helps students develop and strengthen their leadership skills and assist fellow students with having their voices heard by sharing experiences and participating in the issues affecting the city. Some of the more substantive changes in the new policy include the purpose and the scope of the policy expanded to provide clarity regarding the purpose of the student representative. Previously, the policy required students attend Kenai Central High School. The new policy would remove the limitation and allow junior and senior applicants from all schools within the Kenai City limits. Preference is given for students who are members of leadership groups or the student council. This ensures the ability of a student to report back to the school and the actions or issues that are affecting students. The term of the student representative is reduced to one-year terms to ensure an opportunity for more students to participate, as well as consider their academic and athletic schedule when committing to service. And the student representative will no longer be in a rotation of the roll call and will now be called last to take into consideration that sometimes the issues before the council are very controversial and the student's vote is advisory only. Student representatives to the city council will still be required to be residents of the city, which is the same requirement that applies to the mayor and the city council members. For more, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Home Electric Association Incorporated, a member-owned nonprofit electric cooperative, is retiring $3.34 million in capital credits to its membership. Members with an active HEA account will receive a credit on their energy bill statement this summer. Those members who do not have an active account will receive a check by mail to the address on file with HEA. The capital credits are being distributed to people who were members of HEA during 1987 through 1992. The amount is determined by the quantity of electricity purchased during each of those years. The more electricity purchased, the greater the capital credits returned will be. Capital credits reflect each member's ownership in the utility and is one of the benefits of being a member of an electric cooperative. Capital credits are based on margins, which are the difference between total expenses and total revenues of the cooperative. HEA allocates margins to its members in proportion to the amount they paid for electric service. As a reminder, it is critical for HEA to have a valid address on file for all active and former members to ensure delivery of future capital credits. While the allocation is done annually, the return of margins occurs at the discretion of the board of directors based on the financial health of the cooperative. Prior to refunding capital credits, the cooperative uses its margins to maintain equity and fund long-term capital projects to improve and upgrade the electrical system. General Manager Brad Janorski stated that he is proud to oversee utility with an equity level of 46% and that HEA's financial stability provides the board with the option to return this money to the member owners of the utility. From 2018 through 2022, HEA has returned over $16 million in capital credits, an average of $3.2 million per year, to its members of the cooperative. More news at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.